Next Tuesday, Italy takes on the 6-month rotating presidency of the European Union. On the agenda are divisions within the EU and strained relations with the US over the war in Iraq, the arrival of 10 new members, and approval of a new constitution. The new president will be Italy's Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi, a business tycoon whose corruption trial was suspended last week when his center-right parliamentary majority passed an immunity bill. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The legislation, which was passed in a record 3 weeks, gives immunity from prosecution to the 5 highest-ranking state officials, including the prime minister. The immunity law was only the latest in a series of controversial bills apparently designed to benefit the prime minister in his role as defendant in various judicial proceedings, including a law that decriminalized false accounting in private companies. Berlusconi and his supporters claim that a network of left-wing magistrates is trying to undermine his leadership, and he has poured scorn and insults on the Italian judiciary. Lamberto Dini is a former foreign minister and now in opposition.
Well, this is shameful, his behavior, I think, in regard to the power of the state, which is the justice, and he should have more respect.
But Berlusconi was defiant last week when he made only his second appearance at his 3-year-old trial.
I want to repeat, there isn't a single piece of evidence, there isn't a valid charge or testimony, there is no motivation. I ask myself, how can a trial such as this be carried out?
Berlusconi declined to respond to cross-examination by the public prosecutor, and as he left the courtroom, spectators exploded in both approval and indignation. Ever since Berlusconi entered politics in 1994, he's been at the center of controversy and has polarized the country. His supporters say the self-made billionaire has shaken up a stagnant bureaucracy with his successful management style. His critics respond, saying Berlusconi is only interested in escaping his judicial problems and is burdened by an unprecedented conflict of interest. Silvio Berlusconi is Italy's richest man, worth an estimated $16 billion. Nearly every Italian consumes something provided by Berlusconi every day. His multimedia conglomerate includes the 3 major private TV networks. His advertising company pulls in nearly 70% of all TV advertising revenues. He also owns newspapers and magazines, Italy's biggest publishing house, Italy's blockbuster video stores, a bank, an insurance company, a soccer team, a movie production company, and a chain of movie theaters. And since he became prime minister 2 years ago, his influence has stretched over the 3 state-owned TV networks, where there's been a substantial turnover of journalists and editors. In a scathing editorial, the conservative English weekly The Economist recently said Berlusconi is unfit to lead Europe, accusing him of lacking the moral authority needed at such an important time in international relations. Graham Watson, a British member of the European Parliament, believes Berlusconi's judicial problems put him in an untenable position.
I think it's certainly an embarrassment for the Prime Minister in Italy to be facing charges like this. But I think to export that embarrassment to the presidency of the European Union is most unhelpful. If these were much lesser charges, it might not be such a problem, but let's remember that Mr. Berlusconi is on trial, being accused of bribing the judiciary, and I think that is regarded as a very severe crime across the whole of the European Union.
Recent polls show that a majority of Italians are opposed to the new immunity bill, and many opponents of the legislation have already started a campaign to force a referendum on the issue. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.